A letter from the Holy Letters of Rebbe in volume 5. This is letter 1259, and this is dated Baruch Hashem, the 28th day of Mar Cheshvan Tovshin Yud Beis in 1952. And the Rukh, the Rebbe is sending this to Rav Zalman Shimon Sheikhya Dvorkin, who lived at the time in Ireland. He was the rabbi over there, and he was the head of, you know, the Shochtim. My father, may he rest in peace, he was there too, one of the Shochtim. And the Rebbe writes him Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I received your letter, but also you attached the memories of the first years of the leadership of my father, my father-in-law, and I thank you for the past, and I ask you and doubly request you to please continue with this, because although that the stories that you wrote, they are very a lot in the quality, but there is a quantity wise there's very few of them, and I'm without a doubt that in your memory there is notes of much, so much and so much more. And also, if you have the ability to sort of encourage those that they know, that they too, who also remember matters and stories from those years, please do about this, or let me know who they are, and I will write them directly. The Rebbe was cherishing every story and everything about his father-in-law to find out anything. The Rebbe says, I'm in pain for, I'm in bitzar, because I don't hear anything from the situation of Rav Chosid, Shalomendel Sheikhya Sheikhya Lubeidek, he was a Sheikhet Kalmanson, and please let me know what is known to him, because he is close to where you are. He was in Ireland as well. And the Rebbe adds also the pamphlet for the 20th day of Cheshvan. And the Rebbe says, for sure you will give it to other people. Now this is, the letter is the 28th of Machel Tov Shiyud Beis. Shortly thereafter, they came already to the United States, and my father as well. I mean, it is shortly thereafter. So the Rebbe says, and this is the main thing, what I wanted to write you now, the Rebbe says. Those that traveled with you together, that went with you together in, I guess, to Ireland to do the work, that they don't have hoidah v'kabbalah. That is necessary, just like a rabbi gets for the learning, and also for the, in by shechita, you have to get first that you know the laws of shechita, which are very complex, and that you also know how to do the job, that you know how to shech physically, you know. So that's both Hoidah and Kabbalah. So the Rebbe says, please, with all language of request, and even more than that, the Rebbe says, test them as necessary, or teach them together. But as long that during the time that they are in Kalmel, I don't know what Kalmel is. Is that a place? Is that a place over there? They will receive all the above will receive the Hadoas and the Kabbalahs, both of them, which are necessary to be a Sheikhet. And also, give them over my name, and with every language of request, that it's impossible without this. That it's without Hadoah Kabbalah, it's impossible. And that they should put an effort as much as it takes to receive Hoidah and Kabbalah. And the Rebbe says, I'll tell you the truth, I had not imagined that since that they traveled several times to Ireland, that they should not have in their possession all the necessary documents for a Sheikh de Beidik. This is something which the Rebbe says doesn't need to any length to explain. This is obvious. My strong hope is that you, Kveter Osei, from your part, and all of them from their part, will do with the full energy and all the above, and you will rejoice me with the good news that this thing has been come to fruition, and that they have already begun with the necessary preparation for the above, and in due time you'll also notice that it actually came into actuality. Certainly I don't need to, it's extra to remind you and to arouse you about the preparations that are necessary, the fitting preparation as far as the month of Kislev that is coming upon us, which is Yud and Yutes Kislev and Chanukah. Certainly there is the opportunity to utilize these days in spreading out the wellsprings of the teachings of our leaders, holy leaders, and their instructions in the passageway of Chassidus with regards to the entire group and to each one, especially a good chodesh, a good month. And they're printed already, some of his Rishimus and Zechronis, they bring down in the note over here, but it's, you know, it's very close to me, this thing, because my father was one of those people the Rebbe was addressing. But my father did get Hidol and Kabbalah. I'm not sure at what time, at what point, maybe after the Rebbe spoke, or maybe had it before, but he definitely got it. You know, I'm not sure whether he came with it, the Rebbe was talking to him, maybe they needed it at the time or whatever. So